Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Babar?
This is Barbara. Who's this, please?
Oh, it's Barbara. Sorry about that. I must have read it wrong. I thought that was weird. Anyways, this is Christian. I'm calling from Computer Services. We received...
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay.
I got an email that you're having some problems or something.
Yes. Oh, this is great. I am so... Thank you so much for getting
How
back.
Old are you?
I'm sorry, what?
Like,
my
what's...
computer is a month old.
Yeah, no, I don't care about your computer. Like, how old are you?
It doesn't matter how old I am. It matters how old the computer... What is this?
It does matter when you're doing, like, tech services and stuff, especially for computers, because, like, from the sounds of your voice...
I'm over 21, Christian. How old are you?
You're a crabby. You didn't get your nap in today? Is that it?
I'm sorry. May we talk about my computer? This is customer service, right? I'm the customer.
And what's wrong with it? Operator error?
Is no, that... not operator error.
Oh, okay.
It just says error on screen, and I think the hard drive has crashed. I mean, there's nothing coming up on it other than this error message.
Did you charge it? Because you have to charge these devices, ma'am.
Yes, of course it's charged. It's plugged into the outlet of the wall. There's electricity in my apartment. It is... on. Okay? It is on. It is not doing any functions that a personal computer should do.
And you press the button to make sure that it's on? Because sometimes a lot of people don't know to do that.
Let me ask you a question. Why would it have an error message if it wasn't on? Would someone have come scribble that on the blackboard? It has an error message.
Listen, I've dealt with some of you before. I've dealt with some of you before, and you guys will write on the screen thinking you're sending an email that way because you don't
realize. Oh my God, you condescending little...
Excuse me?
Are you acting like this because, oh, you think I'm an older person and I don't know what I'm doing?
Listen, I don't know if you feel like you're yelling at your grandson or something, but I will not be spoken to that way. I'm calling to help.
I'm sorry, and I am supposed to be spoken to that way by customer service?
Christian was just calling to help you with your computer.
Well, if he wants to help me, then help me fix my computer now.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to do, ma'am.
Well, what have you asked me that helps me fix my computer?
Well, I'm just making sure you know what a computer is, first of all.
I know what a computer is. Next.
And you know where the power button is on that computer.
Yes, I know where the power button is. Next.
Okay, so what are you saying the problem is?
My problem is my computer doesn't work. I'm talking to an asshole. Obviously doesn't know what to do. That's my problem. I've told you twice, three times.
And well, I just wanted to make sure you remembered what the problem was.
I've had enough of your bullshit, Christian. I want to speak to your supervisor now.
What? Do you want to speak to my supervisor so you can ask him for, like, a senior discount or something? Because I can tell you right now.
No, I want to speak to him to fix my computer and to get off the phone with you.
Okay, I was just going to say, I can tell you right now we don't offer any senior discounts.
I don't want a discount. I want my computer to work.
This is a computer company, not Denny's. So we don't offer, you know.
Stop it. Where is your supervisor?
He's around here somewhere. Do you want to talk to him?
Find him. Put him on the phone, and maybe we can fix it.
Okay, yeah, fine. I'll get him 1 second, okay?
Now!
Just, you know, like, have a sip of tea or...
Stop it, Christian, now. Get your supervisor.
Take some of your glucosamine and chondroitin while you're waiting or whatever.
Oh, you little... I am going to come down to that customer service and beat you.
Hey, Barbara?
God.
Barbara?
Is this the supervisor?
No. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
No, you're kidding.
No, it's a joke.
No.
Your best friend Summer set you up. She wanted me to mess with you and say that it was because you're old. You couldn't get it figured out.
Summer's even older than I am. Are you kidding me?
Then I'm surprised either one of you guys know how to use a cell phone. Seriously.
Oh, shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.